everybody. Welcome back to another episode of my podcast. But this time it is called the Moody Solace Podcast. For those of you who have been following me since the beginning, this podcast has had many makeovers, and this is the third and hopefully final rendition of this show. A few years ago, I started the podcast and it was called the Wait for Weight Food for Thought Podcast. I had a fitness page and it was all about kind of living a very healthy and active lifestyle. Long story short, it was very not authentic. It started out authentic and it quickly became, I just felt like I was becoming part of this like extremely saturated market on Instagram, and I was losing the value, and I felt like I was looking at my page and I just did not resonate to the person that was posting. Like, there was a huge disconnect between me and this version of myself that I created for the online realm. So then I changed the name of my podcast to What the Fuck. I completely deleted everything related to Wait for Weight for the most part. And I wanted to talk about more topics related to what I was going through in my life, any epiphanies that I had, and just being really real and honest about my journey and how that relates to so many different people, to kind of feel like there's a sense of community and that we're not all alone in what we're dealing with a really raw and unfiltered view. I feel like a lot of the times podcasts are very, at least the ones that I've listened to, and I'm having a hard time finding ones that I really resonate with, but I just felt like they were very filtered or curated, and I just wanted to speak freely and openly about like how I was feeling, and some episodes were just complaining and just shitty, and that's okay. And then I decided to take a break from everything for a little bit, from social media, from my podcast, and kind of regroup and figure out like, what do I want to do with my life? And I, at first, again, my podcast, my rebrand, the What the Fuck rebrand, was very authentic, and it was something that I really wanted to do. And then it became, again, more of a chore because there's no clear foundation for what I was doing. It was just like me, this random person, grabbing a mic that I bought at Best Buy and just like freely speaking into a mic. That was it. There was no foundation there. And if you enjoyed it, wonderful. I'm so glad that me just spitfiring into a mic is entertaining and relevant. And now I'm going to do the same thing still, but add more of a foundation and a purpose to what I'm doing. So first and foremost, what the hell is Moody Solace and what does it mean? So I think a lot of us, backing up a little bit, we go on social media and it looks like everybody's businesses are just like so easy to make. It's so easy to create content. Everything looks so beautiful online. And then you have a business idea and you're like, where the hell do I start? Where the fuck do I start? Like, where do I begin? What do I want to do? Every single industry seems so daunting. And like, there's so many different avenues or different roads to go down for every single job or career there is out there. For me, I was trying to figure out like, what is it that I love, love, love to do that just puts me in the present moment 100% of the time? And that is interior decorating, interior design, looking at home decor, making my space really cozy and comfortable. And so that's where I wanted to start. And for a while, I've had Moody Solace, an Instagram page available online for about a year now. And I came up with that name to represent feeling moody and calm in your space. So the actual definition of solace, the noun is comfort or consolation in a time of distress or sadness. And the verb is to give comfort or consolation to. So Moody Solace and the whole idea behind that is creating a very vibey and moody space that brings you comfort, like no matter what you're going through in your life. And my tagline is moody spaces take you places. So if you enter a room and it's beautifully designed or not beautifully designed, it takes you somewhere, whether that's a really calming place mentally whether it's a very stressful place mentally. Like if you enter a space that's just dirty and disgusting, like you are going to feel the effects of that space on your energy. Same thing with a beautifully designed space or a creative space or even something like, for example, Disneyland. Like if you go to Disneyland, any of the lines that you go into embody the design or idea of that specific ride. So Space Mountain, for example, you walk into the line of Space Mountain and you feel like you are in space. You're feeling transcended, like you just entered a different realm, a different world, and it makes you feel something. Whatever that is, it's different for everybody. So that's kind of the idea of what I wanted to create with Moody Solace. It's creating a moody and vibey space that can bring you comfort and consolation in your darkest times or when you need it the most. So that's kind of where I started. And I want to make this journey very transparent about how I'm starting this journey, where I'm going, the hardships and the roadblocks that I've already encountered, because I don't think that this aspect of creating a business or creating an idea, I think these things just aren't really talked about that much, or the financial aspects of all this, or how much money is in this industry, or how much money am I making, or that's just not talked about. It's very taboo, and we're only supposed to seemingly highlight the successes of our businesses or the successes of ourselves. So that was a long-winded way of saying, what is Moody Solace? And this podcast is meant to, I think, incorporate, not I think, what I'm trying to say is I have been basically slowly building up to this moment with the rendition of Wait for Weight, Food for Thought, and my What the Fuck podcast. It's all kind of combining into this one podcast and this one kind of idea of mental and physical health and how those two things directly correlate to your physical space. So I want to release a podcast episode every month with a word of the month. How fun. And to bring relevance into kind of what I'm doing with my space, what I've created with my space. I rearrange my space literally on a monthly basis. So talking about what that means, what that looks like, and the emotional and physical health that I'm dealing with, and how my space brings me comfort whenever I need it, and how your space can bring you comfort, and how you can work with the space that you have. I think a lot of the times we look to Pinterest, or we look to people that we look up to, or celebrities or influencers or whatever the hell, and we look at their photos or their spaces and we're like, well, if I had a bigger kitchen then I could have done XYZ, or if my living room was bigger then it would be more cozy. Or if I had a more updated kitchen, I'd feel more comfortable cooking. We have all these things that it's like, what if, what if, what if, but we often don't know how to work with what we have. And oftentimes you don't need to buy new furniture. You don't need to buy new things. It's just working with what you have to create a space that's comforting and calming. Because at the end of a crazy fucking day, we don't want to come home and feel even more insane when our spaces are just messy or dirty or disorganized or just something that doesn't even bring us any joy or any peace or any comfort. We want your moody space to take you to a place, okay? So that's kind of the concept of this new revamp and this new rendition of this podcast that has had so many makeovers, okay, throughout the last few years. So for me personally, I kind of want to give some insight into where I've been trying to take this journey and what Moody Solace means to me. And for me, I started off thinking, and this is whether you want to do it something like interior design or whatever you want to do. It's like, again, where to begin. And for me, it's like, okay, I want to start with interior design. I looked into it. There's so much you need to know. Most of the time you have to go to school, you have to understand certain codes. And I'm like, you know what? I don't have the capacity to go to school right now, or the financial backing to go pay for some programs for an interior design certificate. And so I kind of just wanted to focus on furniture flips and DIYs. So I've obtained a few furniture or pieces. I've flipped them. I've sold them. I was really stoked. Okay, you guys, and really on a fun trajectory of being really creative and looking at an old piece. I was finding pieces like on the road. I would put them in my car and I'm like, cool, I'm bringing this piece back to life and giving it a new home and a new lease on life. Like, what could this look like? What is the potential of this piece? Y'all, I don't know shit about woodworking. I don't know anything about anything. I don't know anything about paint or different paint types or sealants or lacquer. Like, I don't know not one thing, okay? And I have spent probably like $600, maybe $700 total on just like failed projects. Just like bought the wrong paint, bought the wrong color, didn't test out my paint colors first, didn't do samples, wasn't paying attention and painted something the wrong color, had to repaint it, had to go buy new paint. Ugh, different paint for different pieces for different wood. I was like sanding veneer off of a wood piece, but like it wasn't really working. Or like, no, sanding laminate off of a wood piece. Like, it wasn't even real wood. It was just like a laminate. Anyways, I learned a lot of shit and I wasted a lot of money. And I was finally gaining momentum. So I'm like, you know what? This wasted money is no big deal. I'm loving learning this new skill, this new activity, this new project that I can just come home from work and just start being creative and thinking in a different way, as opposed to getting ready for work in the morning, working out in the morning, going to work, coming home, cleaning, making dinner, and then getting ready for work the next day. It's like, where's that extra purpose? Where's that thing that I do for myself that I also encourage you to find? And that for me was project flipping, and it was so fun. You guys, I have asthma, okay? My project flipping only took me so far, and my lungs absolutely hated me. I have had an asthma cough for the last 3.5 months. Nothing is making it go away. I can't light a fucking candle. I can't be around cleaning products or people with perfume or cologne. Like, just put me in a bubble, okay? I've been on cough syrup and inhalers and, like, no, okay? So then my dream, or not my dream, it's not my dream. I don't even know. I still don't know much about woodworking or painting. But this passion that I created or started is just gone. I can't do it anymore. Like, I cannot maintain that level of consistency with these kinds of projects to make it into a lucrative career. Like, there's just no way, unless I hire somebody and give them all my ideas. And like, that's also not financially feasible for me right now either. So I had to put a pause on that and figure out, like, okay, what is the new trajectory for Moody Solace? Like, what is it that I'm going to do? And that is when I realized that I can revamp this podcast. So I am trying to find the positive things from all of these setbacks or roadblocks that I'm experiencing in my life, or just being like, where is it that I want to go? What do I want to do? And then having like a setback with my health and not being able to do the things that I love, and I wasn't able to run for a little bit, and just being like, what the fuck? Like, what now? And I've honestly found so much comfort in my space. And the funny thing about asthma, if you know, or if you have it, is it's a weird loop where anxiety, or having asthma, can obviously increase anxiety, and anxiety can increase asthmatic symptoms because of the inflammation and extra cortisol that you're pumping and flooding into your body. Vice versa, having anxiety without any prevalent asthma symptoms can provoke asthmatic symptoms, okay? So I was playing this weird dance of, is this asthma or is this anxiety? Like, I do not know. And because of that, my anxiety has been just absolutely disgusting for the last couple months, like skyrocketed. Like, I've been having panic attacks and I've been like out driving and I'm like, I just have to go home. I have to go home right now before I freak the fuck out. And what I've noticed is when I can calm down, when I can take some deep breaths, ironically, and create a space in my house where everything's clean, everything's organized, I'm comfortable, my asthma symptoms decrease significantly, significantly. Like, I have been talking for I don't know how long, maybe 20 minutes so far, and I have not coughed not one time. I feel comfortable. I feel calm. I'm in my home and I feel great. And I actually just redid my entire living room before doing this. And I took like an hour and a half to just revamp it, restyle it, do something different, make myself feel like I'm in a brand new space. I highly, highly, highly encourage you to do the same. If you are bored or if you feel like you're living on a loop, like the Truman Show, and you're just like, every day just feels the same, switch your space around. Something as simple as like flipping your couch and your TV stand or moving your dining table or restyling certain things, that can make you feel like you're in a whole new space that will then make you feel like you just adopted a whole new headspace. And it'll make you feel different and it'll make you feel more motivated. And that's typically what I do whenever I feel like I'm in a rut. If I feel like I am anxious or restless or just bored, I will immediately just redo my room, my living room, an office space, create something new, clean out some cabinets, donate some clothes, and just like have a fresh start. So obviously it's easier said than done. And I know that if you have like a bigger home or if you have just like a lot of shit, it can feel so overwhelming to figure out where do you start. Start with one thing. One thing. If you want to start with one room, great. If you want to start with one drawer, amazing. If you want to start with your closet, cool. Do something that cleanses your space that also helps you cleanse your mind. And for me personally, I feel like any cleanse that I do, like immediately just deleted or cleansed out some anxious thoughts that were just lingering there. So there's a huge, huge, huge correlation to your space, your living space, and your headspace. And oftentimes, your physical space is a reflection of your headspace and not vice versa. So if you're in a really shitty headspace and you just feel depressed or you feel anxious or blah, whatever you feel, just like icky, I highly encourage you to start by recreating your space and filling your space with pieces and things that make you feel so comforted. Like, think about your personality. Oh, here's an exercise. Okay, here's an exercise. Grab a piece of paper and write down, or your notes on your phone, and write down your personality traits that you love about yourself. Like, what is it that, how would you describe yourself to somebody else? Are you funny? Are you sarcastic? What colors do you like? What foods do you like? Are you spicy? Are you shy? Like, what kind of person are you? And then write down things that you love that also embody the person that you are. Do you like darker furniture? Do you like brighter furniture? Do you like pastels? Do you like neon colors? Do you like neon lights? What do you like? And start there. And you don't have to go out and spend hundreds or thousands of dollars on new furniture or anything. Y'all, there's so much free shit on Facebook Marketplace and OfferUp. You can go to Goodwill and get just like the most beautiful finds, and there's always something new to find. This can be so cost efficient. And honestly, in my opinion, the cost analysis here is, if you buy something, like let's say you go spend $100 on yourself to just like revamp your space, something small, $50 to $100, and those things bring you joy, that's going to flip your headspace, it's going to make you feel happier, and that's going to help you perform better in whatever it is that you're doing in your life. These small, tiny, tiny little changes in your life make huge monumental movements when it comes to how you present yourself, how you're feeling, and that energy that carries on with you throughout your whole day. If your space is shitty and you feel shitty, you're going to carry that shitty energy with you wherever you go all day long, whether you know it or not. It's there, it's prevalent, and it's just right below your subconscious where you just feel not right and you can't figure out why. So I think everything that I just said summarizes why I named this business of mine or this project of mine Moody Solace. I resonate with it so much. Like, I just feel like I find so much comfort in those two words. I already got it tattooed on my body. Whether this goes anywhere for me or not, it's something that I have already learned so much from. I have learned a lot about myself. I have learned a lot about how to manage anxiety, which I still don't know how to do, honestly. Like, unless I'm in my home and in my personal space, I don't know how to manage my anxiety. But it's very telling that, you know, if your space can calm you down, then, you know, you have the mechanisms to calm yourself down anywhere. But your space has a lot of things to teach you. And if you invite people over, or you like having people over, you want to invite them over to a space that represents who you are and what makes you happy and what lights you up. So I hope I gave a good summary of this podcast. I hope I didn't ramble too much, but if you guys have listened to my previous episodes, you know that I ramble, and that's okay. And I just want to keep this episode short, sweet, concise, and leave you guys with the word of the month. We are going to have a word of the month so that we can try to embody that word into our space and into our lives and carry that with us and, you know, transcend that word into other people that we meet. And this month's word, September, is solace. Again, the noun is comfort or consolation in a time of distress or sadness, and the verb is give comfort or consolation to. Love, 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 love. Also, what I really want to do on this show is live with the seasons and go with the seasons and kind of like have our energies be parallel to the shift in the weather, in the seasons, in the current atmosphere. And right now we're heading into fall. Summer is ending. Guys, I don't like summer, okay? I really don't like summer. I like the concept of summer, but when you're in like a popular city, like for me, I'm in San Diego, and everybody and their mother and their mother's mother and their dogs and their cats and all their animals and their children just come to San Diego, I can't do it. I like all summer, I just wanted to live like on a rural farm and just not see a single soul. So yeah, but now we're heading into the best season of the year, which is not, you can't argue with it. Sorry, unfortunately, but it's fall and I am already feeling calmer and happier. And yeah, so we will be incorporating different seasons and weather and moods and even some recipes to make you feel like you are cozy and comfortable in your home, in your space, in your headspace, and all the good things that come with homesteading and mental health and physical health. So all of the above is what we'll talk about. If you have any topics that you want to discuss, if you have any questions about how to elevate your space, you can send me a DM on Moody Solace. That's my Instagram page. And I would be more than happy to incorporate those questions or ideas into these episodes so that they are more relevant to you and can be more relevant to other listeners. With that, you guys, happy fucking September. I am so jazzed that it is almost October and almost Halloween. So yeah, basically happy Halloween, you guys. And I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your morning, afternoon, evening, whatever time it is for you. And I really look forward to speaking to y'all next month.